This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's been deploying federal agents to cities to help them deal with ongoing protests that often turn into riots. But now federal agents are reportedly leaving Seattle after complaints they were escalating tensions there. Mayor Jenny Durkin saying the Department of Homeland Security did not have local consent to deploy Border Patrol tactical units, and she said they were only inciting violence. The late Congressman John Lewis returns to his adopted home of Georgia today. The civil rights icon will lie in state at the Georgia's state capitol in Atlanta. So much for social distancing. When the benches cleared in the sixth inning of the Dodgers' win over the Astros last night in Houston, L.A. reliever Joe Kelly had words with Astros shortstop Carlos Correa before the benches emptied.
Joe Kelly will not back down to anybody.
That is heard on Fox Sports 1, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The latest on the mystery concerning packets of seeds turning up in people's mailboxes nationwide in recent days. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Foods says the number of people in that state getting those unordered seed packages from somewhere outside the U.S. is still growing. The agency's Robert Haugard saying that more than 125 reports of such seed deliveries in that state have been reported so far.
We received packets from Malaysia, from Kazakhstan, and from Uzbekistan. But a majority of those have been from China.
Officials are stressing that those seeds are suspect and should definitely not be planted. A tropical storm could slam Florida this upcoming weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying yesterday that a storm in the Atlantic is expected to become Tropical Storm Isaias today, and the effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joe Biden says he'll be announcing his pick for vice president next week. The Democratic presidential candidate speaking at a campaign event yesterday in his home state of Delaware saying he'll name his running mate in the first week of August. Biden has already committed to picking a woman to be his VP. Authorities say a woman's been killed by a great white shark off the coast of Maine. The victim in Monday's rare attack in that area was a 63-year-old New York City woman. Great whites were also spotted in the water just off Massachusetts this week. A couple of white sharks reportedly seen off Cape Cod on yesterday afternoon. An NBA star says he believes the coronavirus is being used to push a bigger agenda. In a Snapchat Q&A yesterday, Denver Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. claimed that the virus is being blown out of proportion and is being used to control the masses. He said you might eventually have to have a vaccine in order to travel. And he says he's never had any shots or vaccines in his life. and some golden arches are coming down. McDonald's saying it's going to close about 200 locations for good because of impacts from the pandemic. The fast food giant just had its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. Sales were down by 30%. And also IHOP, Denny's, Applebee's, and some other chains have been closing restaurants too. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hope you got your sleeves rolled up and you're ready to do some heavy lifting, because this is not going to be easy. We've been on this journey for quite a while, but do not grow weary in doing good. The battle must continue, and it requires all hands on deck. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us now. Yes, the best-selling author of 25 books, 6 on New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Jerome, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be back with you. Thank you.
Always good to be talking. Lots to talk about. I want to talk about hydroxychloroquine. You've got some more news for us on that. But before we get there, I want to just get your perspective on the Barr hearing yesterday. It started a little bit late because Jerry Nadler, who had said earlier that Antifa was a myth, was in a car accident. Now, the running joke yesterday, I don't know if you heard it, was that somebody from Antifa ran into him, and that's what delayed the hearing. So, you know, I'll tell you, how do you take this guy seriously, Jerome, when he is so disconnected from reality? How can you say Antifa doesn't exist?
Well, I think he's representative now of the Democratic Party. They're off on some island of delusion. I thought the hearing was a disgrace yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats did not even give Attorney General Barr a chance to answer. They each had their talking points. They complained about that he was taking their time. I don't know why the Democrats think that that's an effective use of time or presentation of the American people. It just makes them look ideologically rigid. Mm-hmm. I thought I was watching a Hitler show trial or a Stalin show trial, where the person under examination is presumed to be guilty.
Right.
All they did was lecture to him. It was not productive, and I think Representative Jim Jordan did the best job by actually showing some videos of what they wanted to call peaceful protests, and
right,
when they're trying to burn down every night for 62 nights the federal courthouse, billion-dollar building in Portland, Oregon. I don't see how anybody can call this peaceful.
Exactly. Well, the thing was so incredible was that was the way the mainstream media had joined in. They're talking about it being mostly peaceful, and in the background is a building burning down. I mean, that's quite the contrast, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the peaceful protesters are the prop, and they have to realize that they're being exploited by the violence. I mean, I'm sure there are people who are protesting in the true spirit of the First Amendment who really believe that Black Lives Matter is about racial justice, when it's really a Maoist organization. I mean, I'm looking at the protesters. They're largely all white.
Right.
They're young thugs, and they are teachers' union. Teachers' union has a remarkable number of participants.
Did you see how many were arrested? Do you see how many teachers were arrested in a group? I think it was of a group of 13, I think 11 were teachers. That was incredibly telling.
Well, again, I think you're dealing with a radical organization that really owes its origins to Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's even the Weather Underground people who are still in the organization, including in the Black Lives Matter Foundation, which is not a foundation. The state of New York has issued a cease and desist for them raising money as a 501c3 organization, which they are not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing, and the IRS will not investigate. I mean, the corruption here of the hard left and the globalists, those who want to destroy the Constitution, is astounding right now. And I think we've got to go back and re-examine our schools. We've got to be re-examining our universities because they've indoctrinated a whole generation into this Marxism. And it's appalling. I never thought it would happen in my lifetime in the United States.
Well, what some people are being confused about, they think it's about Donald Trump. It's more than Donald Trump, and that's why I'm glad you're pointing that out, because they think it's all about the election. No, it's further than that.
Well, look, the same thing with the statues. First they wanted to, or just take down the Confederate statues. Well, then, by the time they were done, they were taking down Stephen Douglas statues,
mm-hmm.
all statues. And, you know, then they wanted to say, okay, well, the churches have stained glass windows, and there's a white Jesus. So we got to take them down. And well, how about the flag? The flag was the same flag that the Civil War was fought under. Saying, you know, this is a flag that goes back to the early days of the American Republic. So let's destroy the flag. I mean, the Maoists, as Marxist dialectic, are destructive by nature.
Yes.
They don't create, they destroy. Mm-hmm. And when they create, when they get power, they kill.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watching that hearing yesterday with Barr, if you didn't think they would attack, if they could attack Barr and get away with it, they could just pound on him or shoot him or, you know, destroy him somehow or other. The anger and the hate.
Yes.
How could you vote for anger and hate? I mean, this is a worse campaign. The Democrats have just gone over the cliff if they think they can run their 2020 presidential campaign in the street with a candidate who appears to be undergoing senior dementia. I mean, I'm sorry to see that happen to anyone.
Right.
But it certainly doesn't qualify Joe Biden to be president, and we can't talk about his corruption and his son and China and his son with all the corruption in Ukraine. We can't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're into a period, Bill, where the media is so ideologically divided, you can't get the truth out of the media. All you get is ideology. Mm-hmm. And they're going to call protesters, these people who are burning down courthouses and doing riots in the cities, protesters blocking highways, walking around with weaponry, throwing Molotov cocktails that are prepared and left for them. So everything is a prepared stage riot. If you deconstruct it, first the wave of peaceful protesters come in. Here's the dupes.
Mm-hmm.
There's your excuse. Then gets to be nightfall. You know, sun goes down. They leave. Now come in your black clad mask. Thug rioters who are there with lasers to destroy the eyes of the police, blind them. How many police are injured? How many federal officers are injured? And if these people are allowed to do the lawlessness today under the guise of peaceful protest, what happens when they take power?
Mm-hmm. No, well, there's no doubt. Well, we've seen this. We've seen this routine before in other regimes and empires. This is not a new strategy. This is one that has worked. You create dissatisfaction. You come in. You upend things with some sort of false promise, and you compel. Well, you don't even compel. In this case, the media is complicit. So really, the propaganda that's being put out there, and it is absolutely endless. And it is confusing for Main Street America because they're wondering what is going on. I mean, the lawlessness that's running rampant in our streets, this is not America.
And the whole left, I wrote this e-book, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the President, about 2 months ago. It's done very well on my website, CourseyNation.com.
Right.
But I made the point that this was going to continue. This is not going to end.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more and more protesting. You're going to see more and more, oh, there's another virus, or I think there will be another virus.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done with COVID, and
right.
if we're going to go into shutdowns, we're going to destroy the economy and debase the dollar. Nancy Pelosi is out there wanting to spend another $3 trillion, just made up money. And this is insanity, but it's not going to stop, because their goal, Donald Trump is just a speed bump
yes.
on their road to Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are determined to destroy the Constitution, destroy our rights,
yep.
destroy God. It's an attack against
exactly.
God.
We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it was our former President Ronald Reagan who made remarks at an ecumenical prayer breakfast in Dallas, Texas, who said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerome, what you said in the closing statement to the first segment was very powerful, and I want to come back to that, because this is the bottom line of the madness that's happening in the streets right now of America. Are we going to choose life or choose death? Are we going to choose God, or are we going to turn to a government or some sort of central command that will rule our lives instead of Almighty God, right?
Well, I think we got to face what it is. I think these revolutionaries, Maoist revolutionaries, street who are using race, you know, they largely white protesters and teachers union. I mean, they're choosing Satan. They want a godless world.
Right.
And if we want to live under Satan, I can't imagine the hell we'll be in. Look at every communist country that's only produced death.
Right.
And how can you follow a party who keeps the abortion clinics open, supports Planned Parenthood, while they won't allow people to go to church?
Exactly. Well, and as you say, we don't have to go that far. I mean, in the modern era, Venezuela, one of the richest countries, and here it is, they've got people eating out of garbage trucks. I mean, this is pathetic what's going on, but, it's right before us. Cuba, North Korea, just look at the darkness. Russia, what is happening around the world. So it cannot be denied, but are we going to be as delusional as Jerry Nadler and say, oh, it's just a myth?
Well, we can have prosperity. Donald Trump proved that.
Mm-hmm.
Most prosperous country in the world, but it's been a country under God. It's been a country our founding fathers warned us that these freedoms were created for people that believed in God. The Judeo-Christian tradition has been our strength. We abandon that and start burning down churches, burning down federal buildings, and defunding the police. I'm asking people, do you like electricity? What happens when they turn off the electricity?
Exactly.
What happens when, how long are you going to live without electricity? And to think that we could be even facing a world like that shows you the abyss that these people are willing to throw us into,
mm-hmm.
in order to seize power for Satan. I mean, this is a biblical moment.
Exactly.
And Bill, this whole demonizing of hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad you transitioned. I want to get into that. Go ahead.
I'm giving away a free ebook on CorsiNation.com with the science from Dr. Zelenko. Dr. Reich, who was on Harvey, he was on Hannity last night.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Reich is a Yale epidemiologist. And he said there's been 1 billion prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine written in the last 65 or 70 years. No one's ever considered this drug to be dangerous. Why is the federal government so determined to keep hydroxychloroquine out of our hands? I've created a tele-MD program, of course, the nation. I'm fighting it,
mm-hmm.
where, the doctors can prescribe hydroxychloroquine, even for prevention of COVID, and a pharmacy will fulfill it and mail it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But in most states, it'd be easier to get cocaine than it would be to get hydroxychloroquine. And it's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, you'll get a full supply and refills of hydroxychloroquine. And no cardiologist I've talked to has said that their office is filled up with people with heart problems from hydroxychloroquine. It's a complete exaggerated fear, and it makes me think that Dr. Fauci and this medical group are so owned by big pharmacy. It's the NIH and the CDC are not governmental organizations. They're quasi-governmental. The 501c3 foundations, Gates pours a ton of money into them with his crazy vaccine programs. And they are also public-private partnerships with big pharmacy. Doctors like Fauci have patents. I've been publishing the patents repeatedly on CorsiNation.com, and you can see them. They get illnesses, and they get treatments for the illness. Then Fauci patents those treatments. He's got them on glycoprotein 120, which was from the HIV-1 disease that's in COVID-19. And so those patents are likely to get paid depending upon the treatment Big Pharmacy comes up with on vaccines and the like. And I'm reading the vaccine trials are not going well. People are getting a lot of side effects. These RNA-altering vaccines are very dangerous. And, but of course, Gates will be happy to deny everybody hydroxychloroquine, a $20 medication,
right,
and have them go in the hospital for remdesivir when they're.
I was going to ask you what the analysis of remdesivir is, because we do know that Fauci is involved with that, right?
Yes, and he's been pushing that very strongly, and I would like to see the financial ties there too with patents that are held in the NIH and the CDC. But the point is, remdesivir costs a minimum of $3,000. It's intravenous, and you only get it when you're in the hospital. The goal here is to prevent people from getting in the hospital. That's what Dr. Zelenko is saying. That's what all these competent doctors who are practicing are saying. You heard that Dr. Stella, who was removed from the internet mm-hmm. because it was so dangerous that she was telling the truth about hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
You can see how passionate she was mm-hmm. because she knows that people get the hydroxychloroquine and zinc don't get COVID nearly as much as those who have not gotten hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And if there's another, like I'm saying, COVID-20 coming down the pike, and I've written an e-book on that. I mean, I've got a lot of material on this website that I think is really timely and critical, because if you want to really know the truth about the virus, we're telling it. We've got mm-hmm. interview after interview with doctors. There's
exactly.
hours of free material on that website. Hours and hours and hours of free material.
All that's at CoursingNation.com. And you still have the TeleMed, TeleMD program that we had talked about and introduced to our audience well over a month ago. So that's still available. Yeah. So if you have any problem getting a hold of the hydroxychloroquine, you can access it through the TeleMed program at CoursingNation.com, right?
Yeah, and we're not selling drugs. We're selling an interview with a doctor, but the doctors are not hostile to hydroxychloroquine. And if you have a problem with it, the contact is at the bottom. I get all those emails, the contact form right at the bottom. Mm-hmm. My email is JRLC, Jerome Robert Lewis Corsi, JRLC at yahoo.com. I'm easy to reach. Mm-hmm. I answer hundreds of emails every day. And the point is, look, we're trying to save lives. These doctors are out there trying to save lives. When you deal with Fauci and the others, these are masters of death.
Mm-hmm.
You're going along with Antifa. You want Antifa to be the fire department?
Yes.
You want Antifa to be the police department? And you want to be put in prison because you dared to defend your home under attack, your family, because you had a legal weapon? I mean, this is insanity. Who would ever think that we would be at a point where the Democratic Party was running on defund the police, open the prisons, defund the prison, destroy the courthouses? I mean, if this is where the hard left has come to, they've gone over the cliff. I say, let them drive their car off the cliff, but not with me in it.
Exactly.
I'm going to stay here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here and believe in Jesus Christ,
yes,
my Lord and Savior, and I'm going to profess that now. And I do it increasingly openly because I think we've got to bring the nation to prayer.
Right.
And we've got to get down on our knees and repent for having allowed the country to get to this desperate point. I don't want to defund the police. I want to defund the university.
Right. Well, this is a time. We've talked about 2020 being the year of vision, and we are seeing this quite clearly. So it's up to you to choose, who you're going to serve. And as Jerome Corsi said earlier, this is biblical. This is nothing. There's nothing new under the sun. The wisest man ever in the world wrote. And we were warned beforehand that, there would be that day when good is evil, evil is good. That which is sweet will be called sour, and that which is sour would be called sweet. I mean, these are opposite days, and they're that. The contrast is so clear, Jerome, that it should be an easy decision unless you're so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, that you've rendered yourself stupid, I guess.
Well, let's pray that the American people are still God-believing and that we can get through this dark day.
Without a doubt. Dr. Jerome Corsi, CoursingNation.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, especially right now at these critical times. Dr. Corsi, as always, an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
My great pleasure.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's been deploying federal agents to cities to help them deal with ongoing protests that often turn into riots, but now federal agents are reportedly leaving Seattle after complaints they were escalating tensions there. Mayor Jenny Durkin saying the Department of Homeland Security did not have local consent to deploy Border Patrol tactical units, and she said they were only inciting violence. The late Congressman John Lewis returns to his adopted home of Georgia today. The civil rights icon will lie in state at the Georgia's state capitol in Atlanta. So much for social distancing. When the benches cleared in the sixth inning of the Dodgers' win over the Astros last night in Houston, L.A. reliever Joe Kelly had words with Astros shortstop Carlos Correa before the benches emptied.
Joe Kelly will not back down to anybody.
That is heard on Fox Sports 1, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Because knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is important, especially in these days when we're being fed so much confusing information, and the mainstream media has taken full advantage of our First Amendment right, and they are not serving us correctly by making sure that they honor their profession. In fact, they've jumped in ideologically, and they're duping so many people and confusing the holy what have you out of America today. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am so good. It's good to be with you.
Well, you've got a lot to tell us about regarding hydroxychloroquine. This thing has been so maligned ever since the president admitted that he had been taking it. Even before then, they jumped all over. You had people from Fox, Neil Cavuto, his head was exploding, telling people do not take hydroxychloroquine because it was dangerous, it was killing people. How you could make that statement without fact is beyond reason.
Well, he made that statement based on a study that was done with fraudulent data and was published in The Lancet, which is a well-known medical journal, yet they had to retract. Never retract. I mean, never is a strong word. It's a once-in-a-generation event for them to retract the study, and that's what they did. So he was doing it based on really bad study. But the fact is, this is a drug that is FDA approved. It has been around for 65 years. There have been double-blind studies to show that it is safe. If you call your doctor right now today and ask, is hydroxychloroquine FDA approved? Everyone should do this. I think everyone should do this. Ignore the mainstream media and call and ask these questions. Is it FDA approved? If I were traveling to a country with malaria, would you likely prescribe this to me? Mm-hmm. Is it a safe drug? Just go ahead and ask those questions, because the media is saying it's not safe, it hasn't been around, it's untested. It's over the counter in many countries around the world.
Exactly.
And now there are studies that are showing that it is effective in the early stage of COVID, and also it's a preventative measure. Mm-hmm. And it needs to, doctors need to be able to prescribe it as they see fit for their patients.
Well, can't they right now under the right to try?
Well, they can right now, but it's different than even the right to try. They can right now because any FDA-approved drug is allowed to be prescribed in what is called off-label as the physician sees fit. So there are on-label uses for drugs, and then there's off-label. And you do that to learn more about the drug and to try it out. Once you know it is safe and the safe dose to give, doctors are allowed to try those kind of things. The problem is, doctors were hoarding hydroxychloroquine the same way that normal Americans were buying paper towels and toilet paper. Now, why were they doing that? We did that with paper towels and toilet paper because we knew we were going to need that. Mm-hmm. They did it because they thought they were going to need it because this drug works with coronaviruses and it helps stop viral replication, especially in the lungs. So they know enough about this drug to do that. The FDA had to pause that by issuing something called an emergency use authorization. When they did that, they said it could only be used on label and in inpatient tries for COVID-19. The problem is that by the time you land in the hospital with this drug, it really is too late for it to be effective or most effective. The time to use it is in the first day or two or three of symptoms. So sometimes even before you get the COVID test back. That's what a Yale professor of epidemiology is saying. They lifted the emergency use authorization, and when they did that, they did it on June 15th. On June 4th, The Lancet retracted that really bad study. Mm-hmm. On June 15th, they lifted the emergency use authorization, and they said there were studies that showed it wasn't effective and it might not be safe. They were saying that based on a study that The Lancet had already retracted.
Retracted, exactly.
So I think it is despicable the way that the FDA has handled lifting this EUA. Now, governors and pharmacists are preventing patients in their individual states or in their individual pharmacies from being able to prescribe the drug. In Texas, some doctors can prescribe it, and in some places, pharmacists have written the doctors up in front of the state medical board for prescribing it. And
wow.
California, doctors really can't prescribe it. So we're saying the FDA needs to issue an emergency use authorization to allow the drug to be used outpatient in preventative and early treatment of COVID.
Does President Trump have limited political capital to this end? I mean, after all, he did try it out as a prophylactic, admitted it, and, of course, it was interesting because right after that, all the media skulls were exploding. Gray matter was all over the camera lenses after he made that statement. But does he have the authority to, declare an executive order of some type in order to get it lifted?
I think that he could do it as an executive order. I think the better way to do it would be for the FDA to do what they know is right. Mm-hmm. They know these studies exist that show that it is working and is effective. Then they may come back and say, well, it's not a double-blind study. That's true. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and we're talking about giving people access to a drug that is safer than Tylenol. The number one reason people have liver transplants in this country, according to the doctors I've talked to, is because of Tylenol. This drug is safer than Tylenol. If we know it's safe and it will not do harm if given in the proper dosage, and we know the proper dosage, let us have access to it. And people in other parts of the country have it over the counter. They treat it like a vitamin. That's how much they're used to taking it.
Jenny Beth, I saw the video, the second one. The first one was taken down. As we know, the WHO now is the scrutinizer, and they are the ones that determine the standards for what can be on YouTube. But your second video, which was out there with the frontline doctors, and I know you've been talking with them, you've been here on the air with us talking about your relationship with them and keeping us informed as to what these doctors, I mean, these aren't... these are knowledgeable experts in the field, MDs, that have been addressing this particular issue. But what I appreciated, what really stood out for me in the video, was you said, look, if you had a medical problem, would you call the CDC or would you call Dr. Fauci for advice? No, you would go to your own local physician, your own personal doctor, right?
That's right. And it's not to say that the CDC is bad or that Dr. Fauci is bad. And people can say, well, they got some things wrong. Yeah, everyone gets things wrong. Whatever. They're doing the best. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt in most circumstances. They're doing the best that they can. There may be some political motivations, but I think that they
there's some monetary deals as well. And with Dr. Fauci and Remdesivir, we know that as well.
Yeah, there definitely are things, and they look very suspicious. And here's the thing, though. No matter what, if I get sick, I'm calling one of four doctors. I'm calling either my regular doctor, my female doctor, my doctor who deals with my spine issues, or my kid's pediatrician. That's it. It's one of four doctors. Most people in this country know if I'm sick, I'm calling these doctors or I'm going to urgent care. The docs I've been talking to, they're urgent care doctors, and they're doctors who are working on real, live human beings. They have to look them in the eye and tell them when they have an illness. Sometimes it's a life-threatening illness, and they have to help those patients deal with it and solve the problem. They're doing that with people who are coming to them without COVID, and they're doing that with people who are coming to them with COVID. And what these doctors are telling me, and I'm not talking to just a handful that people may have seen on online, I'm talking to hundreds around the country, and they are telling me they need access to this drug, and they need it to stop being politicized. They've never in their entire careers seen a medication be politicized like this, and it is costing human life.
Exactly.
And it is wrong.
It is amazing to think in the modern era of America that we are in today. But of course, we're dealing with several pandemics at the same time. We got COVID, we've got the riots pandemic, and we have this if you might say it's this political ideology that is just spreading across our nation as well. A very dangerous political ideology that is going to stop something like hydroxychloroquine from saving lives. Most amazing, Jenny Beth. I appreciate it. Where can they go for more information?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org.
This is sponsored by Abbott. More than 6 million Americans are affected by chronic wounds like diabetic foot ulcers and pressure injuries. Proper nutrition is a critical aspect in the wound healing process that can help reduce the risk of serious complications. However, Dr. Jeff Nelson, a nutrition scientist and expert in wound healing at Abbott, understands that sometimes a good diet is not enough.
The body needs additional energy from calories and specific nutrients to generate new tissue for wound healing. A lack of key nutrients can slow or even stop the healing process, but the right nutritional therapy can help bridge that gap.
That's where Juven comes in. Juven is a therapeutic nutrition drink made by Abbott that provides essential nutrients, including arginine and glutamine, to help the wound healing process. It's clinically shown to support wound healing by enhancing collagen formation in as little as 2 weeks. Learn more about the science behind Juven at Juven.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Each year, the Tide Ministry workers receive an influx of requests for literature about Christianity from radio listeners in India. By March this year, they'd already sent out more than 1,700 gospel-centered, life-transforming literature packets to people in India who want to learn more about Jesus. In a country where a huge number of people live in poverty, you might expect to receive numerous requests for things like food, clothing, and shelter. But the responses we receive from listeners listeners in India rarely include such requests. Instead, listeners overwhelmingly ask for spiritual guidance. Fortunately, that's a need we can meet through correspondence and Christian literature in their own language to help them find true hope in Christ, who offers eternal living water for dry, thirsty souls.
To learn more about the spiritual thirst in India and how the Tide Ministry is pointing people throughout India to Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to know, do you got game? We're going to talk baseball. I know you've been waiting, on again, off again, shortened season, but we're underway. And in between time, you can get caught up on this brand new book, Who Got Game? Who Got Game? Baseball. Amazing but true stories from Derek Barnes. Derek is an award-winning author, and he joins us now. Derek, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. This is awesome. I love this. I mean, in this book, you're going to read about John Bud Fowler, William Edward White, and brothers Moses Fleetwood Walker and Weldy Walker, four African-Americans who integrated white teams decades before Jackie Robinson. You're going to discover an unforgettable moment like the time a 17-year-old girl. Are you ready for this? Jackie Mitchell, she struck out Babe Ruth, yes, and Lou Gehrig. I mean, awesome stories in this book, Derek. How did you put all this together?
Man, I've been writing since, I've been published since 2004, and I had a breakthrough book in 2017 called Crown and Ode to the Fresh Cut.
Right.
Won multiple awards, so a lot of opportunities were coming my way. So I shopped a sports historical fiction series at this publisher, and they didn't like the series, but they liked my writing style. So they asked if I could write a nonfiction series, and I've been writing fiction my whole career. So I took it on as a challenge. I'm a sports center kind of sports fan. I pretty much follow everything. My favorite sport is probably football. So
I was like, sure. So, and also, I'm a big history fan. So, I just found a way to fuse my love of history with, you know, the three most popular American sports, and baseball was the first book. And it's been so much fun learning. I have so much baseball knowledge now. You wouldn't believe it, man.
So if I need to use a lifeline, I got your number. I can call you, and you'll save the day, and I can make thousands of dollars off that phone call, right?
That's right.
I love it.
I love it.
Well, your nonfiction debut, this book, this is all very cool. So as you were putting these stories together and you're doing the research, as you say, you know, part of your nature and wiring is history. This had to be a while because, you know, when we talk, especially about baseball. Baseball has its, you know, traditional heroes and, you know, and just anecdotal information that goes out there. But you always, I mean, what I appreciate about the game, and I love baseball. I grew up loving baseball. We were a baseball family. So to hear these stories, this is all very cool and refreshing. Because this really, you know, now you're just not knowing just what everybody else knows. I mean, these are cool stories. I mean, like the 17-year-old, you know, striking out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. How did that happen?
That's amazing, man. See, I mean, you know, during this time, a lot of MLB teams would play like barnstorming teams during. You know, their spring training, or they would play minor league teams. Well, in 1930, the Chattanooga Lookouts, which was a popular minor league team in Tennessee, they had an all-star pitcher that everyone was talking about. I mean, this girl, a 17-year-old girl,
this is legit. I mean, this isn't just Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig just going up there and just, you know, just whiffing just to make her feel good, right?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of baseball historians say that it was a hoax because the game was supposed to be played on April 1st and 1931, but it was rained out and it was played the next day. But all the way up until her death, she lived to be 73. She claimed that she really struck these two guys out, and neither one of those gentlemen ever disputed it. So it could have happened. You know, I wish we had some video of it. That would have been great, man.
Can you imagine? Wow, but what a thrill. What a thrill for her, and she lived with that thrill until her dying breath, right?
Yep, that was awesome, man.
Well, good. Well, tell us about the other stories. I mean, there's so many fascinating stories, and I know all interviewers always ask, oh, what's your favorite? And I hate to do that, but give me some of your favorites here.
Well, I'm a big fan of Satchel Paige.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly.
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and he's a big Kansas City Monarch, you know, legend. He's a big legend in that city, but, you know, a lot of people consider him one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And he did not get to play in the majors until he was in his 40s.
Wow.
And he took the Cleveland Indians to the World Series and ended up playing until he was in his late 50s and early 60s. You know, so he's just very, very, very fascinating guy. Another guy is Mordecai Brown. He was the first player to enter the Hall of Fame with a disability. He actually had a mangled right hand because of two farm incidents. But he came to find it as an advantage because no one could hit his stuff, man. They, you know, I guess the way he held the ball and the spin that came off of it, they could not hit his stuff. And he had very low ERA, and the guy was amazing, man. Just a true story of, you know, determination.
Right. And you also talk about, speaking of which, I mean, here you've got Mordecai with his disability that he turned into a very strong ability and asset. You also talk about the elbow whisperer who we've heard about, Dr. Frank Job, that boy saved the career of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. He was the first doctor ever inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. That tells you how important he is. He was the team doctor for the
Dodgers,
LA Dodgers. He started in 1968. And he came up with a surgery that where he moved ligaments and tendons from one part of a player's body into his elbow, and that extended players' lives. I mean, well, their lives and their careers. Now, the first guy he did was in 1974. His name was Tommy John.
Yeah.
And that's where the name of the surgery comes from. So he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that originally, you know, that defect was, what was this, there was some reference to what they called Little Leaguer's elbow, right?
Yeah.
Something like that he was
able
to do.
I thought about that a lot, too, because these kids are really, I mean, there really is no off season. We have four boys, and it's a multitude of sports, and there are no off seasons. And a lot of these little league pitchers, man, these kids get burnt out before they even become teenagers, you know. So you have kids that are as young as 16, 17 getting this Tommy John surgery. So,
well, they're throwing heat, right. Derek, they're, I mean, they're throwing 80, 90 miles an hour, and they're still, you know, they're still teenagers. Are you kidding me?
It's still developing. It's still growing. You know?
Exactly. I hear you. Let's talk about the only man who was named MVP in both leagues. One of my favorites, Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson. I tried to find guys that were just nice men on and off the field. You know, I don't have any jerks in this book, but I tried to find guys that were,
So that's the subtitle of the book? That's the subtitle, No Jerks in This Book? Yeah, right. Okay, I got it.
There are no jerks here.
I love it. That's great.
Right. Yeah, but he was an outstanding player, man, for the Cincinnati Reds, the only man to win the MVP award in the NL and the AL, man. So this really fascinating. And you would think with all the players in baseball history, there would be a multitude of other guys, but he's the only one to ever do it, man. Mm. First one to do it.
How about the fastest pitch in history, in MLB history?
Yeah.
Huh?
The fastest pitch. These guys, you know, when I was growing up, I always heard that pitchers had to register their arms because they were, lethal weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see why. And the guys, these guys throw up in excess of 100 and 102 miles an hour. The fastest pitch ever is 105 miles an hour. 105 miles an hour.
Wow.
Adolis Chapman, he threw the ball 105.1 miles an hour. And that record still stands. He did it on May 20th in 2018 against the Philadelphia Phillies, man. So, can you imagine throwing that fast? Goodness, I'm talking about just throwing a rock.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one thing throwing that fast, but when you're a batter, it's getting out of the way of that pitch.
Yeah, man.
I mean, how do you time it? I mean, it's amazing anymore. But, you know, I watch these kids because when I was growing up playing ball, we didn't have the batting cages that they have today. You know, they're so, they're so available. I mean, we had to have somebody, you know, live pitching to us. But now these batting cages, I mean, these kids, by the time they're seniors in high school, I mean, they're so groomed on the fastball that, pitchers think that they're going to blow it by these kids anymore, then they've got another thing coming because as fast as it goes to that plate, it's about as fast as it goes by their head. Right? Well, we've got about 45 seconds left here, Derek. This will be a fun book to get involved with. Who Got Game from Derek Barnes. Available at all the usual places, right, Derek?
That's right. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and any of your local independent bookstores as well. It's so important to support them.
You got it.
That.
And as we say, Derek, batter up, right?
That's right, baby.
You got it. All right. Take care, Derek. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility. which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.